Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For What It's Nerd. Today, we are discussing your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, the new animated Spider-Man show. And really, I did not enjoy this. There's only two episodes out so far, but I've got to be honest, I think this show is kind of dead on arrival. And the reason for that, in my opinion, is that this show is, it's more of the same. It's nothing really groundbreaking. Yes, they've changed some characters. They've added some interesting new dynamics. They've added new characters. Yes, you know, I really do think that the changing of Norman Osborn, the changing of Dr. Connors is not something to be so het up about as everyone else is, so angry about, because really there's been multiple versions of these characters. I mean, look so far as Into the Spider-Verse with Octavia Doc Ock, the female version by Catherine Hahn, of course. So there's been versions like this before, and even in comics there's gender switches, there's other versions of the characters. Again, look at Marvel Rivals right now, making another version of Iron Fist very popular at the moment, you know, so like Linley. There's other things going on that clearly, this is something that Marvel does all the time. Marvel will continue to make variants of their characters, but there will always be the definitive character as well as that, right? So that, I think, is typical for Marvel. I think it's something to not even consider, not even bat an eyelid at. So like seeing Norman Osborn, Harry Osborn, you know, take on different styles for this one thing. They're not going to change those. I mean, look at the Spider-Man game that came out a year and a bit ago, Spider-Man 2, that's just released on PC as well, by the way. That had a typical Harry design, had a typical Norman design, because Norman was in it previously, but still. So, like, let's not get too pent up about this. It's the same thing every time, people, and you can't really go about the integrity of the characters, because look again, another example, right? The Fantastic Four is coming out this year now. Pedro Pascal isn't the typical Mr. Fantastic as the comics would portray him, but he looks like he's going to fit the role really well. And so you can't just, you know, Jessica Alba, oppositely, when they did the Fantastic Four the last time around, she's not really Sue Storm on the page, but no one complained about that, you know? So there's idiosyncrasies in there, and there's some small subset of fans that are using this as a racial tool. And let's just be honest, let's just name that as it is and move on from there. You know, there's a lot of politics going on at the moment that is basically fueling this. One such issue in the opposite direction, though. So a lot of people are naming this show as too woke, and then you've got the guy who's voicing Spider-Man concerned that it would be too woke, so he's upset the other side. So really, this show already out of the gate, before it was even released, was already upsetting, you know, basically everyone, you know. And I'm okay with it upsetting that first group, because that's about prejudice and that's about, you know, all that type of stuff, and I don't mess with that. But the second group, you're actually alienating both sides. Like, I'd almost, not rather, I don't want this, but I'd almost kind of understand, right, if you were alienating one side, right, either way, because you'd understand it, right? You're going, right, okay, they've kind of cleansed all of the woke, so to speak. Ugh, I even hate even using the term, to appeal to a certain audience. Oppositely, you know, I could understand them saying they've cleansed all the slightly controversial stuff or added new twists to certain characters to appeal to a more progressive audience. So, you know, you've got both sides, and you would understand that. This show currently is not appealing to anyone, in my opinion. It doesn't really appeal to adults, because adults have seen that story a million times, and the animation style is more kid-friendly, in my opinion. And obviously, it doesn't really appeal to kids, because it actually does have some of the plot is more adult in nature. It's dealing with more bigger concept than what maybe a kid might pass over a kid's head. To a degree, some kids probably not. You know, the kids are very smart today. We have to remember that as well. But basically, I'm trying to see who this show's for. I'm trying to get why they made it look sort of like it's inspired by the MCU, but it's not. And then, like, you know, having some characters show up, I think that was one of my favorite parts of the show, actually, seeing all these different characters show up as, like, kind of cameos, right? So you have Amadeus Cho, you have, I don't think it's an actual character, but you have a Wakandan show up in the show, you have Nico Minoru, which is, I really liked Nico being included, I will say, though she's not your typical Nico as you've seen her prior. And on top of that, Doctor Strange in the first episode as well. As well as the numerous Spider-Man villains that are coming along, as well as the fact that one of the kind of main characters in the show thus far, Lonnie, is of course Tombstone. And I knew the name sounded familiar, but I couldn't work out where from, and obviously it's from the first Spider-Man game. But it was really nice to see Lonnie show up as like a character, and they're going to flesh that out and use Tombstone a little bit, because that's another Rogues Gallery character that hasn't really got a lot of love. So that's cool to see. But yeah, I think I'm really concerned as to what this show is trying to do, or confused, should I say, rather than concerned. And I don't think it achieves it, like, its goal. I don't think it achieves any. This is, again, the first two episodes. And generally, I do say, I do reserve, and I know some people have the two-episode like limit. I have a three-episode limit, typically. I'll watch three episodes. If your show hasn't caught me by that point, it's usually off. If it, like, loses me even before then, in my opinion, not great at all. But, like, for example, I still haven't watched Skeleton Crew. Now, I know a lot of people enjoyed it, but it just did not grip me in those first two episodes, and I kind of haven't gone back. I will go back, because I'm a Star Wars fan, but still, Creature Commandos is the same. So there are some examples just to show you that I'm not being biased towards this specific Spider-Man show in this instance. I can't, like, if I like something, I like it. If I don't, I don't. I think that's very true of a lot of people, but I think the whole point is to discuss it, right? And I think there's a lot of issues surrounding the actual political part of this show, and I'm not really interested in that. I'm interested in what's happening in the show. And again, I think the dynamics are somewhat interesting to a degree, but we've seen it all before to one degree or another. Nico is basically a stand-in for your Ned or your Harry or your whatever, right? Nico is just a stand-in for whichever other. This is how interchangeable Nico was. They at one point were going to use Jessica Jones as her and de-age Jessica, which I think actually would have been better, because Jessica Jones and Peter Parker actually did go to school together in the comics. But they went against that because they felt it would confuse people, because Jessica Jones was aged up for the, well, not aged up, but used at a later date in her timeline for the MCU. So yeah, I think it's one of those ones where, like, I don't know. I keep coming back to it. Who was this show for? Who was it for? Because it's not for your MCU fans. It's not for your comic book fans. It's not for the that side, you know, the non-woke, let's say. And it's not for the woke, really, because these comments are being made. And, like, I don't know. I don't know who it was made for, and I don't know why it was made. Personally, what I would have done, and this is my humble opinion, and I haven't even watched that show to a great degree. I've watched a few episodes over time, or a few clips here and there as well. But the Spider-Man show that was brought out at around the same time as the X-Men show, right? X-Men, the cartoon. I would have brought that back, and I would have started to weave a universe together. That's what I personally would have done. I think it would be far more sensible. You can make somewhat of a Marvel comic, Marvel animated, MACU in a way, Marvel Animated Cinematic Universe, or MAU, just Marvel Animated Universe, or whatever you want to call it. And basically start to build kind of like a canon there as well, and do something fun with that, because those characters, really speaking, aren't going to show up in, I mean, they might show up in, but those characters as they are in the show, the X-Men show, aren't going to show up in MCU media. So you might as well have built out on that, in my opinion. And I think a lot of people would have been more excited to see that return. That's my opinion. That's my thoughts. I don't know what you guys think on that. But yeah, I there's so little to say on this for me, because I don't think it does. And I'm not a big Spider-Man fan. I've said it before. I've said it numerous times. I'm not a huge Spider-Man fan, but I don't think it does justice to the Spider-Man origin story in a really cool way. It basically sort of takes a little bit of inspiration from Miles in the Multiverse, the Spider-Verse movie, sorry. Then kind of like wheedles into like trying to get MCU synergy, but isn't, and then reinvents characters in a fun way, admittedly, but reinvents them, and then result. I don't quite understand. That's my opinion. I think, and I think Marvel hasn't got much confidence in this, because apparently they've released the first two episodes together, and apparently next week they're releasing 3, 4, and 5 together, which. Let me put it this way, and this is what happened with Echo, and I think Echo was a tragedy, actually, because I thought the Echo show was quite fun, but they dropped it all at once, right? The opposite's happening here. They're dropping it all at once because they know it's not great, in my opinion. I think they know it's not anything special. Echo, I think, was done a disservice with that, but I think that's what Disney does. If Disney doesn't have confidence in something, but they need to release it because they've put too much work into it at a certain point, they will go, right, we'll just release it all at once. Because what happens with a release all at once is that people will go, if it's releasing weekly, people will go and say online, oh, this wasn't great after episode 1 and 2. And so people don't generally check it out. Whereas if you release it all at once and people all watch it at once, they're all then going, oh, that was bad. And like you're talking about it after the fact. So you see the difference there. Now, obviously, this is a split release still, but it's less so. And I think that's interesting. I think that is interesting to me because X-Men was released weekly because they knew they were onto a good thing. Was it released weekly? I think it was. The first 2 episodes then released weekly, right? I'm pretty sure. But yeah, so case in point. You know, this show is not the best. I might not even follow up on this. I haven't been following up on like finales for a while now because I just haven't had the time. I haven't actually been watching the things that we've been discussing at the beginning, but really I don't think I'm going to follow up on this much at all. I might watch it on my own time and that, but like that's probably it. So yeah, I think we'll leave it there for now, guys, because there's so little to say without just being flummoxed at the fact that they decided to make this. So we will leave it there for now. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Hope you have a great day, etc. Thank you for listening and watching, as always. And I will see you soon for more. Not next week, of course, because I don't know what next week's going to be yet, but we are coming up on the release of Captain America, Brave New World. Is that the title now? Yes. And I am excited. You should be excited. There's a lot of controversy around this, obviously, which I understand, but we're going to go and review that movie. We're going to have a talk about that movie. Very excited to see where they take Captain America. And more importantly, I can't show you right now because he's not on stream, but over there, my favorite, Red Hulk. Very excited to see more Red Hulk, especially because Harrison Ford is playing him. So we will see about that very soon, 2 weeks' time, and keep an eye out for it. Thank you, guys. I'll see you later.